Okay, it's about 4 in the morning, and we're about to start the day's deliveries with George. George Varelis is a delivery truck driver for Miami-based Intermark Foods. He pokes his shaved head inside a box truck to check today's inventory.
Cheese, smoothies, a lot of frozen stuff.
This early drive is a catch-22. On one hand, Varelis beats Miami traffic. On the other,
we don't got anything open right now that sells Cuban coffee, so we're not going to be able to buy any.
First delivery, Publix grocery store. Varelis opens the truck, unloads the Publix order, onto the next stop.
Walmart. We're going to do a Walmart.
And so it goes. Drive, stop, open, unload. Drive, stop, open, unload. Varelis has 18 deliveries today, and at virtually every step, he's being tracked.
We've seen George at this address, and the ignition is off, so he's making a delivery.
Maria Elena Ibanez owns Intermark Foods. She's looking at a computer map with a little truck icon. As George drives, the little truck moves, and all kinds of data pop up.
He has been driving under the speed limit. The engine is working okay, stuff like that.
In case you're wondering, George is cool with being followed.
You go out to work, you know, go out to hang out, you know?
In the grocery business, you've got a window of time to deliver your food in the morning. Ibanez used to lose thousands of dollars from her driver's missing deadlines. She started tracking them and learned they were messing up their routes.
You have to have the good timing because of traffic. They leave my office at 4:30 in the morning. If they don't, see, another one.
Just then, an alert window pops up on the computer screen.
The same guy. Another heartbreak.
That's hard break. It was like the third alert about the same truck slamming on the brakes.
This guy's falling asleep, probably. I'm going to call him.
This isn't George, though.
No, this is another driver. 157.
You're lucky for now, George.
What makes this tracking possible is one of Miami's largest companies, Ryder, is in the trucks. In 2007, the company introduced RideSmart.
It's a little box, and it basically sits inside the cab of the truck.
Dennis Cook runs the truck leasing side of Ryder, the $4.5 billion division. Right now, a little more than 1 in 10 of its trucks has the RideSmart box on board. But Cook says it's becoming essential technology. It can reveal inefficient routes and even calls for help if a truck's overheating.
We got a fault code and called the truck off the road, and it turned out that the grill was caked with mud. And the driver said, you know, how did you guys know that? This is great.
But the technology may not be great for everyone.
I assure you, employers and employees have different expectations of privacy.
Dale Morgado is a labor and employment attorney in Miami. Morgado says there isn't a lot of case law out there about this. He says just because you can monitor something doesn't mean it's right, and it doesn't mean you won't get sued.
And frankly, the best way I tell the employers when I counsel them is, how would this make you feel if you were an employee?
Maria Elena Ibanez thinks of tracking employees as an obligation, especially when your delivery guys are hitting the road just after 4 in the morning.
If one of my truck drivers falls asleep and kills somebody, how would I feel? This way I can detect him ahead of time. I said, this driver has a problem.
And so back to that hard breaker on her staff. Ibanez picks up her iPhone and makes the call.
Hola, Rolando. María Elena, ¿cómo estás? Mira, ¿qué te está pasando?
She explains the whole thing, the alerts, the volume of them.
Bueno, okay, bye. He says, there's something wrong with the truck. That he didn't have a hard stop. And he says, no, the truck is probably sending the wrong signal.
Ibanez doesn't buy it, but she still thinks her message got through.
Of course, they know I know.
But just to be safe, she also told Rolando he has to come in to see her when his shift is over. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.